following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gumout Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gumout Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Previously on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you try to pull what you did yesterday and tap me on the shin guard again, we will go.
So you can guess what happened. So despite Daddy being gone for unknown reasons, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. It's just disappointing that we'll miss Daddy's gems like...
That China must have a hell of a bunch of treats. When I dream about the moonlight of the Wabash, my Indiana home. You only put honey on biscuits from Kentucky Fried Chicken. What else do you use honey for? We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going down to California. Yeah!
So today we'll depend on our fearless leader, Doug Duda.
But why would that be the only thing you put out there?
Well, I'm more than willing to help generate conversation.
Really? You have no facts. Don't give me some BS.
Well, okay then. It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth.
And good morning once again, everyone. Phil, you're trying too hard. Phil Mickelson got a birdie today right out of the gate to get to 3 under, and now 3 bogeys, and he's at even par. How exciting is it if Phil and or Tiger, neither one, are there over the weekend to watch this golf tournament? I mean, where are the big names? We are a round and a half in. I mean, yeah, there's no big deal about catching the leader, but let's not be going backwards. Mickelson should have been 5-6 under yesterday, and now he sets today on the front nine, and he's even par. Yikes. So there you go. The Masters is underway. Day number 2, and KJ Choi is at the top of the leaderboard. He has 3 early birdies today through 6 holes. So he's 3 under through 6, and Phil is 2 over through 6. So that's what you got. 8 under par for KJ Choi, who made a run late yesterday. Rory McIlroy, 7 under. Alvaro Quiroz has got an early bogey, so he has slipped back to 6 under par. Ricky Barnes has got up to 6 under par. Wai Yang has been up and down his whole round today. He's 1 under for the day. He's at 6 under. Gary Woodland, Fred Couples. What, Fred? Are you kidding me? There's always one of the Champions Tour. That's what we'll say. One of the Champions Tour boys to do something. And Freddie Couples currently tied for 6th. He's 3 under through 8, 4 under on his round today. And there you go. So those are some of the guys that are making moves. Jim Furyk and Luke Donald are both 2 under so far today and 2 under for the tournament. So Phil is on the course. He's 2 over for the day. And even Tiger Woods, he will be teeing off in the next to last group like Phil was yesterday. And we'll keep you up to date on the Masters throughout the program today. Our final day of the week should be our final show without Daddy in studio. We expect him to be back from vacation on a Monday's program. So, you know, if you're missing the big fella,
what's wrong with you?
That's what I've got. So there you go, people. But on the program today, we're going to be talking with Tri-City Storm forward Matt Johnson. The Storm wrap up their season this weekend. They play at Lincoln tonight, and then they will be hosting Lincoln in the season finale tomorrow night. You can hear Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9. Face off both nights against the Stars at 7:05. Lincoln does have something to play for as far as a playoff positioning and maybe even getting home ice advantage for Lincoln. So the Storm would like to wreck them up a little bit over the next 2 nights. So we'll talk with the Storm forward Matt Johnson, who is getting ready tonight to play in his 150th hockey game in the United States Hockey League. and that is a record because he went to Waterloo and then has played here with the Tri-City Storm the last couple of years, and what a job he has done. And Matt will join us on the show today. In the second half of the program, we'll catch up with another member of the 2011 Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame induction class, and that is another member of 1996. Yesterday we had Darcy Strachey on, first year eligible. Today, Brad Vering, first year eligible out of Howells, two-time Olympian, national wrestling champion at Nebraska, 148 match winner in his time at the high school ranks in Howells. And we will catch up with Brad, see what he's up to today, talk about what it was like growing up in Howells and how you turned that into Class D to outstanding career. And Brad Vering will join us in the second half of the program today. Also on the program today, and being a sports show, personal note goes out today, and we'll talk more about this at the end of the program. But Mike Fleshman, who has worked with me and has done more wrestling meets and duels and invitationals and the state tournament over the years than anybody else in my career, lost his battle with cancer yesterday at the age of 47 to Tammy and his sons. Our condolences go out to the family. Services have been set. Visitation will be Sunday night from 5 to 7 o'clock with a memorial at 7, and then the funeral is set for St. James Catholic Church Monday in Kearney, and that will be at 10:30, Monday morning at 10:30. And as I said, we worked together for a lot of years. He taught me a lot about the sport of wrestling, and I hope made me a better broadcaster when it came to the sport of wrestling. And we'll have a little tribute to Mike at the end of the program here today, so I hope you stick around for that. So especially if you're a wrestling fan today or just a sports fan from the area, Brad Vering and a tribute to Mike Fleshman at the end of the program today. For many years, of course, also an assistant wrestling coach at Kearney High, helping build that program to the status it is today. And boy, that's the one thing I notice with all the Facebooks and the Twitters and the text messaging and all, you know, you think there's so many that's just for fun and all that. It still shows you how many friends, how many classy people there are, and how the community pulls together. And on another note, I was talking with some of the fine folks last week that put on the benefit for Rich Gappa. We went ahead and told you about that, had the spaghetti feed and the auction last week. It was a week ago today. What an enormous turnout. And the Gappa family just wants us to pass along to you, the listeners, those that donated, those that were there, their heartfelt thank you. And we were glad to help out in even a minor way. So, those are a couple of personal notes to get the show started today, but we've got a lot of sports and a cold to get over with as well, so hopefully we'll be back in better than ever on Monday, but we got a great show planned for you here today. Big note here, and when do we make the transition as a radio program of caring what's going on in the Big 12 and caring what's going on in the Big 10? Because I'm going to guess that next year, this next story wouldn't be such a big deal. And that is the two twin brothers, the Morris brothers, are going to leave Kansas. But we're so used to talking Big 12 and Kansas and Big 8. I mean, we've been with Kansas forever. You know, from now on, we're going to be telling you when that happens at Wisconsin or Purdue or Michigan State. And that is supposed to be more important than what is going on at Kansas and Kansas State and Oklahoma. I think it's going to take a long, long time for that to wear off. But Marcus and Markieff Morris have announced they're leaving the Jayhawks, and Bill Self has not come out of the basement yet. The Twins led the Jayhawks in scoring, rebounding, and blocks last season. So there's going to be some work to do here at Kansas if they want to stay on top of the basketball world. Don't forget, you can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'll give you about another 20 minutes to get an email in for our Big Dally Deli this week. The words are
skinny, pony, and winner.
So if you use the word skinny, pony, and winner, put it in an email that has to do with sports or just something funny or a little poem, we'll enter it in. We've got a few to choose from this week. Send it off to us. The winner's going to get a combo meal from Big Dally Deli, with a home of a bazillion sandwiches, two locations in Hastings and at the top of the hill in Kearney. So send those emails out, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And you can always give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. So there you go, the Boston Red Sox. Did I really do that to them? We both picked them to go to the World Series like everybody in the world did, and they're 0-6. They lost on a suicide squeeze last night and then had the tying run round second and fall down and was tagged out to end the game. And now they get their home schedule underway with the New York Yankees. So that's not going to be too easy either. So there you go. Royals baseball this afternoon. They go to Detroit, so it's their home opener. So it's an afternoon game. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In hockey last night, Minnesota Duluth and Notre Dame looked like they were going to have a 14-13 type of lacrosse score out there, but it did settle down after the first period, and Minnesota Duluth advances on with a 4-3 victory over the Irish. That's got to be rough, man. That is a rough week for the Irish here. They lose on Tuesday in the Women's National Championship, then they get beat in the semifinals last night. They got knocked out in the second round of the men's tournament. Very successful, but got on the national stage and didn't get to the championship game in hockey like they had hoped. And maybe a little bit of a shock that Michigan is going to be in the finals after shutting out North Dakota yesterday 2-0. So tomorrow night we will have Michigan and Minnesota Duluth here on ESPN playing for the NCAA Hockey National Championship. The Nebraska football team gets back on the practice field this afternoon. We're just a week away and a day from the spring game, and the boys have been telling me there are a handful and they want to get the bus full. And literally, folks, when they tell us this, there are just like 6 or 8 seats left for the ESPN Radio trip to the spring game, the Nebraska-Kansas State baseball, and the Nebraska-Iowa State volleyball coming up next week. So reserve your seat today. It's a week away. You know you're going to go. Why not get everything taken care of and ride down with a bunch of Husker fans and have a good time with the entire crew from Central Nebraska? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com for more information. ESPNSuperstation.com for more information. You get on the bus. We take you down there. We feed you. We have the great tailgate. Then you go to the spring football game. Then we take you over to the baseball game between Nebraska and Kansas State. And then Nebraska-Iowa State volleyball. What a matchup that's been over the last few years. And that will wrap up your day next Saturday. And yesterday it was announced that Nebraska's game at Wyoming, September the 24th in Laramie, will kick off at 6:30 Central Time and be televised nationally on Versus. This is such an intriguing game to me because I think it's cool that they're playing at Wyoming, which never gets a lot of love anymore. And the one reason, I mean, they're not as strong as they used to be. They used to be a bowl team, used to play some pretty good football out there. But this Laramie Stadium holds less than 35,000. When this game was originally scheduled, numerous people believed that it would not actually be played in Wyoming. It would be moved to Denver, and they would play in the Broncos Stadium. They would play at Mile High, and it would be one of those neutral site games. Well, it does not appear that that's going to happen, because you would have thought if it was, it would have happened by now, that there would have been some sort of announcement. So it's going to be tough to get a ticket. Western Nebraska fans are going to be gobbling this up. You know that stadium is going to be 80 to 90% full of Husker fans, with Wyoming not being a national power or a conference power right now. But that game is September the 24th and will be the end of the non-conference season, and Nebraska will have had some pretty tough non-conference foes up to that point. So again, it'll be on Versus at Wyoming on September the 24th. A couple of other sports notes. Boy, went by the Kearney High track today. It's raining. The Kearney High invite's going on up at Joe Greeno Field. Teams in from across the state, mostly a Class A field today, so that's going on. So hopefully it just stops raining. I mean, it's just miserable when it's drizzling on them out there like it is, so hopefully they can get through the day. There's some golf meets scheduled for today, and yesterday at Kearney High's invite going on at Meadowlark Hills, Grand Island posted an impressive 301 to win it by 18 shots over Lincoln Southwest. McCook was third, Kearney tied for seventh, Hastings finished in ninth, but Broken Bow's Tanner Johnson was actually the medalist. He fired a even par 71 to edge out Ryan Harris of Grand Island by one shot. James Osborne, the low man for Kearney yesterday. Also yesterday in high school track, Shelton swept the team titles at the Wood River Invitational. Wood River's boys were second, then Kennesaw third. On the girls' side, Donovan Trumbull was second, followed by Cross County and Wood River in a tight race there from second, third, and fourth. Also, the Heartland soccer tournament got underway yesterday. Heartland Conference, Grand Island boys advance on by beating Lincoln High. The Grand Island girls lost to Lincoln Southwest. And the GNAC Conference soccer tournament begins today out in North Platte. On the boys' side, 5:15 games for all of these. Kearney plays Gehring, Lexington plays North Platte, and Hastings will take on Scotts Bluff. The Kearney boys are the top seed. Norfolk, the top seed on the girls' side, they'll play Lexington. Kearney will play Scotts Bluff, and Hastings will play North Platte. The girls' games play at 3:30, and they play it all the way out. Every team is guaranteed three matches, two more matches scheduled for tomorrow out in North Platte. So that's what's going on the high school scene for Kearney High and for some of the Class A folks. A couple of other things that are going to be going on today. The Axtell invite going on in Wilcox, scheduled for today. Kearney Catholic's golf teams are up at Ord. Soccer teams are going to Lutheran High for Kearney Catholic. Hastings is in action this weekend as well. Adams Central and St. Cecilia with the Dale Feakin track invite going on today, hosted by Adams Central. We had Coach Colvin on earlier this week to chat about that. Nebraska Danger are on the road again. They actually will be playing the Allen Wranglers. Allen Wranglers is a week away. Tomorrow, they're at the Wenatchee Valley Venom. Tomorrow night, 7:05. And then they're back home on the 16th. They start playing Saturday football here, looking for their second win of the season for the Nebraska Danger. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Tri-City Storm hockey. Forward Matt Johnson is going to join us on the program. Send us your emails. Love to hear from you on the program today. And also, don't forget, Brad Vering joins us later on in the program today in the second half of the season second half of the show. And don't forget, as we talk spring game, as we talk nicer weather, we talk tailgating, we talk grilling out, and don't ruin your grill with putting on inferior food. Get it from Troutman's Quality Meats, because USDA certified Angus beef aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They've got the freshest sausage around, brats, supreme pizza brats. What is that?
You got mozzarella cheese in them. I mean, I ran down to Troutman's right after Carrie told me about them today.
That's new.
Yeah.
They've always got something new. They've always got something good. It's all good, but they've always got something new, and it's good at Troutman's, where there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. And, of course, during this Lenten season, don't forget to try their fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's. Put that on the grill and get it ready to go. It is just outstanding. Whatever you get, it is at Troutman's. Whether you want a little bacon in the morning, little snack stick to go fishing out on the golf course, or you're ready to fire up a big old steak, get some scallops on the grill, get them ready to go, they're there for you. And don't forget to compliment it with some beer and wine, a great selection of that as well. Certified Angus beef at Troutman's, where the service is friendly and personal in Kearney. We'll take a break and be back with more, including Matt Johnson of the Tri-City Storm next.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Holand One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holand One Farms products. Click on the Holand One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holand One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
How are you at cracking a safe?
I shall need some plastic explosives.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation and Graham Tire are putting you to the text. That's right, text. Saturday night we'll bring along the visible vault.
It is a safe.
Someone will crack the combination and win the contents provided by the Nebraska Lottery. Take your phone to the game, register the number when you come in, and wait for a text that says you get a crack at the visible vault.
Can you open it?
Saturday night.
With a key.
At the Tri-City store.
We'll see lingering clouds and some areas of fog as we head through the day today, with a high temperature up near 60 with southeast winds of around 5 to 15. There's a slight chance of showers and storms developing tonight with a low at 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot going on this weekend. Don't forget, Fonter Park horse racing going on. And tomorrow night at the Heartland Events Center, Nebraska volleyball as they take on Wichita State. So that's going on tomorrow. The Storm playing hockey at home on Saturday. So many events going on out there. And wherever you're at, hope you keep it right here on ESPN Radio with complete coverage of the National Hockey Championship game and the Masters all weekend long. And KJ Choi still sitting atop the leaderboard at 8-under. He's 3-under through 7 today. Rory McIlroy yet to tee off. He is at 7. Yi Yang and Alvaro Quiros are both at 6-under. Ricky Barnes is at 5-under par. Fred Couples, he's 4-under. He shot 3-under on the front nine today. See some other scores that have done. Jim Furyk, David Toms are 2-under so far on their round today. Let's see if anybody else has made a move. Charlie Hoffman is 2-under on his round today, trying to make the cut. Miguel Jimenez going the wrong way. He is 2-over, but looks like those are the only people that have made any significant moves so far today. A couple of guys going the wrong way. Justin Rose and Jason Bone, both 4-over on their round today, as is the amateur Nathan Smith. Davis Love III, 5-over today through 11 holes. So doesn't look good for some of those guys. Don't forget, all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are taken care of by our friends at BK. If you want to try the new Stuffed Steakhouse Burger, they have it for you, stuffed with jalapenos and cheddar cheese on the inside, spicy poblano sauce, ripe tomato crisp, iceberg lettuce. You're going to love it. Two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, where they have that huge indoor playground for the kids. And then up next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue with the new King's Cafe, free Wi-Fi, high definition. It's all there for you. Two locations in Kearney, Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Well, the Tri-City Storm season wraps up this weekend with a pair of games against Lincoln. Tonight it's on the road in the capital city, and then tomorrow night the Storm will be back home to take on Lincoln to wrap up the season. And we are pleased to be joined by Tri-City Storm's Matt Johnson. He's been with us on the show a couple of different times. We've been doing stuff over the summer, but we welcome him in, and first thing he noticed was the beautiful orange carpeting that we have here as part of the radio facility. Matt, first off, Daddy, sorry he couldn't be here. He says, I prefer the sand of Cabo over to the ice of the event center.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I think I would. I think I'd be choosing the same thing as him if I was in his shoes. But you know, I hope he's having fun. That's good for him.
Matt's had a very decent career here with the Tri-City Storm, but let's get this out of the way. It has not been a good finish to the year for the Storm. Everybody's going to be asking this question, so let's just get it out there. There's been injuries, but obviously right when you guys got yourself in a position here about a month and a half ago to maybe make a move up in the playoffs, it went exactly the opposite. That has to really hurt as a player, especially when you're going out in your last year. I guess what has went wrong, including the injuries that has snowballed here the last couple of weeks?
I mean, we didn't really get the right bounces. You know, every one of the guys that kind of had a season-ending injury was a defenseman, and you know, you only have so many defensemen, and we're only allowed to, you know, bring in so many guys. And once that final roster is set, we can't bring anybody in. So once we put guys on the IR, you know, we have to start moving guys back. And, you know, that kind of happened a couple games where myself and I think now Kenny Brooks is now a permanent defenseman. So, I mean, we're kind of losing forwards to go back and play defense. And so, but I mean, we just, you know, every game that we've played, it's just been a battle, and, you know, we never came out on top. We didn't get the right bounces that we may have should have, or, you know, we didn't win the games that we may have deserved, so.
Take me back to, I guess, what we would call the good times, when the team was starting to put that together, when there was a feel good, when the trades that were done, when you were settled in with the guys you were playing with. What was fun about it, and what was going right to get you guys into the win column?
Well, once that the trade deadline's finalized, you know, you kind of have a big relief. You're like, okay, God, I'm not going anywhere. So then, you know, you start to really start to enjoy the guys, because during the season you don't want to, you know, try to get too attached to somebody, because when they get traded or something, then, you know, you're kind of heartbroken. But once that happened, then, you know, I think a lot of guys, we started clicking well, and, you know, then it just becomes fun. You know, you're hanging out with the guys every day, and, you know, it's definitely something I'm going to miss a lot here. I don't think I'm going to have that kind of time next year along with, you know, because I'll have school, but, you know, every day here after practice, I mean, you're with the boys at practice, and then after practice, you're with them some more. So, I mean, it's just, it's constant hangout time, and it's great, but, you know, that's definitely kind of the good times here.
Matt Johnson, Tri-City Storm forward, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's headed off to Ohio State to play his college hockey. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But you do finish off with Lincoln. I guess that might be better than finishing off with Green Bay and Dubuque like you played last week. Somebody that there is a little bit of a rivalry with. You don't have to make a long road trip at the end of the season. And maybe it's a good way to kind of, you know, it's ending. So it's a good way that, hey, we're going to play the same team twice. They still got a little something to play for. So why not play a little spoiler? And I imagine it's going to be pretty loose this weekend.
It's not going to be too loose, but we're definitely going to, I mean, we'll be ready to go. And I mean, we still want stuff to prove, you know. Skip and I were talking a couple days ago, and you know, we could be one of the only teams that win their last game of the season. Everybody else that's in the playoffs, minus one team, will lose their last game. So, I mean, I think that'd be a great memory to have, you know, winning your last USHL game. And I definitely know that, you know, we don't get along with Lincoln and they don't get along with us. So, I mean, we still got some tension there, and, you know, we still want to win just as badly as they do. So, I mean, it's going to be a dogfight in both games, that's for sure.
So do you slap them Friday or do you wait till Saturday?
Let's just do both.
Because there could definitely be a carryover effect, and of course, advantage Storm in their home building. Matt Johnson with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. As one of the features of being a member of the Storm and being in the USHL, you're going to play your 150th game tonight at Lincoln. I'm sure that was something you weren't really aware of until they made you aware of it. I guess it just means you've had your bumps and bruises just like everybody else, but it means that you've played a lot of hockey and you got in at a young age. I guess, what's it mean to you as far as that milestone?
I mean, it's just kind of crazy to sit here now and you just think back. You're like, you know, how many times have I been injured? And you think, you're just like, Jesus, I'm a girl. You know, I've been hurt so many times. What the heck's wrong with me? But it is a long season, and it is wearing and tearing. And, I mean, it's expected of it. But, you know, it's a good feeling because it makes me know that, you know, I'm working hard and, you know, I'm doing the things that, you know, maybe, you know, lead to those. So it's just wearing them for the team and, you know, taking it for the boys. And I just hope that, you know, next year some guys will realize that and will hopefully do the same.
Does it be? I know we're big, strong hockey men or football men or whatever, but will it be emotional Saturday night?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely gonna be tough sitting there during the national anthem, thinking, you know, this is my last game, and, you know, definitely getting in the locker room, taking off the jersey for the last time, and looking at all the guys in the locker room and the coaching staff, and just, you know, knowing that this is gonna be the last time I'm here. So it's definitely gonna be really tough, and I know it's going to be tough on a lot of other guys as well.
One more emotional question because of the situation with Jaden Schwartz and his sister. You played with Jaden last year. Obviously, there's just nothing good that can be said of this. Has anybody been able to communicate with Jaden here in the last week, or can you tell us more about what you as Storm players are doing to communicate with him and the loss of his sister?
We've all called and texted him, just trying to make sure that he's okay. I know he's been hanging out with his family a lot and just trying to make sure everything's going all right at home, but we're just really trying to leave him his space. And I mean, it's definitely tough for him and his family. I mean, I couldn't ever imagine having something like that on me, but you know, we really feel for him, and we just let him know, you know, we're here for you, and if there's anything you ever need, you give us a call and we're right there for you.
Again, folks, if you're going to the Storm game on Saturday night, come on out. There's going to be a card to sign. There's going to be a couple of special tributes for Jaden Schwartz, and so there's going to be some special things that you as a Storm fan can do. So come out early for Saturday night's finale. Let's move on to what is next for you and what you are expecting at Ohio State.
I'm not really too sure what to expect. As far as what I know right now, I have to report at the end of July. I know I start classes down there. Hopefully that way, if I do get all my heavy classes out of the way in the summer, I'll have a lighter load for the winter. So I know Derek and I are moving down there. Hopefully we're getting a house together. That'll be pretty sweet. And then I know they start training and kicking our butts out there as soon as we get there. So I'll have that to look forward to. But we're having a new team. I think we're having 16 kids come in, so it's going to be, I mean, all of us will be battling for positions and spots, and so, I mean, that'll be interesting.
Will you watch the Frozen Four tonight, kind of see where you want to be?
I'd like to, yeah. It's going to be kind of tough though, cause you're just like, you know, I don't want to see other teams out there, but, yeah, I'll watch it. I think I got some buddies that are playing and, you know, it'll be good to see them play and, you know, wish the best for them.
Your USHL career coming to an end. When we talk to the coaches, when we talk to the general managers, and Drew happens to be both for the Storm, but over the years, we talk about the draft and the new guys coming in and what their development and what they're supposed to learn and all that with the USHL experience. Now that it's over for you, how do you feel the experience both at Waterloo and Tri-City was?
I mean, the experience was definitely life-changing. You know, you go to Waterloo and, you know, I was 17 years old and, you know, I'm still a kid. So, I mean, the thing that my parents mostly wanted me to get out of there was make sure that I was mature and, you know, I was an adult now. So, and then not just becoming a person, but, and then stuff on the ice as well, just, you know, crafting my game more. And I know when I was in Waterloo, I was more of a defensive player. And as I came here, you know, Drew taught me more of my work ethic and my defensive skills more. And then this year he wanted me to be more of an offensive player as well. So, I mean, just all around, he's just created my game is the best I could ever ask for. I mean, I never thought I'd be where I am at right now.
Matt Johnson, forward for the Tri-City Storm, joining us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, it's all over. Off the ice, what was the best part about being either in Kearney or a member of the Storm that was not hockey-related?
Oh, God, I mean, there's just so many of them, but probably one of my favorite ones of this year was Kenny Brooks was smarting off to me in the locker room and goes and tapes up my stall. So I wasn't having it, so I went and tackled him, and we taped him up. Like, literally taped him all up, and he couldn't move. We put him in a shopping cart and knocked on Coach's door and said, here you go, Coach, it's all you. So, I mean, there's a lot of memories that go on like that, but just, I mean, almost every day you make a new memory with everybody, so that's just probably one of my finest.
What was that, after the trade deadline?
Yeah. Just making sure. And that's what we told him too. Now you can't trade me, buddy. I'm here forever.
Lincoln and the Storm getting ready to finish things off again tonight at Lincoln tomorrow. I guess your last thought about the actual games here the next two nights, what you're expecting and where Lincoln's strengths are.
We know that they're a very physical team. We know that they like to run the puck a lot in their D zone. So, we're going to try to read off of what they do in the D zone. First couple shifts, we'll see what their tendencies are. If they just want to rim it, then we'll stay on the wall and, you know, we'll hit them back. And we're just going to try to mostly make them play our game. We're more of a physical team. We're aggressive and fast, and, you know, we'll try to make them play our game. But it's going to be a battle, that's for sure.
And what's going to happen to your stalkers now that you're leaving Kearney?
I don't know. Better not say.
Well, we wish you the best of luck at Ohio State. Make sure you wear a lot of Husker stuff.
Oh, I will. I will for sure not.
Matt, best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure watching you play some hockey for the Storm.
Thank you.
Matt Johnson of the Tri-City Storm joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, the Storm play tonight at Lincoln. Tomorrow, they're back home. 6:45 pregame. Face-off 7:05 both nights. And you can hear the games on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR.com, as they wrap up the season. And we will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this on ESPN.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grand Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories a true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering clouds and some areas of fog as we head through the day today, with a high temperature up near 60 with southeast winds of around 5 to 15. There's a slight chance of showers and storms developing tonight with a low at 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us here today and on the World Wide Web as always at ESPNSuperstation.com. As we're back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth with a check on what's going on at the Masters, and then Brad Vering is going to join us. Plus, we've got a special tribute to end our show today to our buddy Mike Fleshman, who lost his battle to cancer yesterday and worked with me for many years on a coverage of high school wrestling. KJ Choi leading still. He's still hanging at 8-under. Rory McIlroy, 7-under. Alvaro Quiros, I saw, just got to back to 7-under. So he is even his round out for the day. Y.E. Yang's at 6. Not a lot of changes since we last saw you or talked to you. But Fred Couples, 3-under on the front nine today. Quite the deal. And Phil Mickelson was 2-over on the day at last check. Don't forget, folks, if you're out looking for that new or pre-owned certified vehicle from Midway, they are the place to shop this weekend. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're always there for you 24/7, because you can go online for more information at thinkmidway.com. That's what the Midway Advantage does for you. More than $2,500 added value when you buy from the Midway Auto Group, including Midway certified pre-owned comprehensive 6-month, 6,000-mile warranties, plus a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. They give you a 30-day exchange policy on all of their certified vehicles, and there's no charge roadside assistance on all of the certified vehicles that you purchase from Midway Auto Group. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Go out and see them this weekend. Well, yesterday on the program, we got to talk with one of the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame inductees that was eligible to get in the first year, and Darcy Strachey, and did so in basketball, all-around athlete out of Chambers. Today on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're pleased to welcome in the second member of that first-year eligible class, Brad Vering, out of the class of Howells. Both these kids come out of Class D schools and have done some great things, and Brad joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Brad, it's a pleasure to catch up with you again. Been a long time, I think, since we talked to you back in your Husker days. Sure appreciate the time, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, Doug, thanks a lot for having me. I'm excited to be on today.
Well, of course, the main reason for all of this, you've had such a great career, high school, college, Olympian. I mean, so many good things to put after your name. But obviously, going into the Hall of Fame, we always ask the inductees whenever this happens, when you found out about it, whether it was a letter or whether it was a phone call, kind of what was your reaction and going in the first year that you're eligible?
Yeah, you know, it's really been quite an honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, especially for, you know, in Nebraska, coming from a small town, Howells, Nebraska. It's just been awesome. I know there's another inductee from Howell, Jim Morrison, who was the basketball coach who I think went in about 3 or 4 years ago. So actually being the second guy from Howell to get in there is quite an honor.
Talk about this. We've talked about it with Coach Spears before in football and all the success that a lot of kids out of Howell's have had. How in the world does this community the size of Howell's continue to produce mostly guys, but there are some gals that have done some good things, but so many great athletes? What's the secret? Is it something in the water?
No, there's no secret. There's no secret. I tell you what, it's just living that lifestyle. You know, you got a lot of farm kids. You got kids that grow up. You know, and they live a very disciplined lifestyle growing up in a small town. And that translates over to all kinds of success in life, whether it's academically, whether it's athletically. And you know, we're just really flourishing right now with a lot of kids that have done just a phenomenal job of setting goals, sticking to those goals. We've had some great coaches who have been able to show them the way and that have been super dedicated and worked with those kids. And it is just awesome. I'm really excited. My wife goes nuts. She's like, she can't believe how into the football playoffs I am in Nebraska when football season's going on, when the state wrestling tournament's going on. This year we had both basketball teams in the finals, boys and girls. So it's been really, really exciting.
Brad Vering joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he gets ready later this year to go into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. What's it say about Class D schools having the only two first-time eligible athletes to get in with you and Darcy Strachey out of Chambers?
Well, I tell you what, when you find success in sports or in life or anything, I just, like I said about Howell's right now, there's no secret. I think it comes down to working hard, setting your goals, focusing, having tunnel vision towards those goals, being super dedicated, and surrounding yourself with the support, with your family, your friends, and putting yourself in the right social circles. And you know, whether it's in high school, whether it's in college, whether you're out of college, you know, you can have a ton of success if you just, you know, kind of stick to those good morals. And you know, you're in small towns, kids are brought up that way. So that definitely the success can find you if you look for it.
Brad, when did you start competitively, and when did you know, hey, I'm pretty good at what I'm doing?
Well, I tell you what, I started wrestling when I was very, very young. I started following my brother Russ to practices when I was about 5 years old, and he really has been a huge inspiration to me. And my parents have been just totally awesome because they never pushed me. They were never the crazy, quote unquote soccer or hockey mom type mom or the dad that, you know, is screaming at refs or anything like that. They've been just classy and just have done a phenomenal job of bringing me up right, you know, showing me that it was a privilege to be able to do your sport and that it wasn't something that, you know, I was forced by them to do or, you know, doing it because I had to, you know. It was always something that if my chores were done, if my grades were good, if you did all the things right and you weren't fighting with your brother or sister, you got to go to the tournament that weekend.
Brad Vering, Howell's native, going into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We knew you were good going into high school. It was about your era, and you can correct me if you think this was different, but I thought it was about your time when we start seeing a lot of wrestlers really become dominant their freshman year, and you could talk about kids being 3- and 4-time champions when they started their freshman year. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was quite a few kids around there. I think what was going on was, you know, the junior nationals and all these tournaments in the summertime, people were starting to specialize in sport, whether it's basketball or football or wrestling or whatever, kind of around that time. And the internet started playing a big factor because people could find technique. They could communicate, you know, more freely with coaches. Now you got recruiting, all these different things. The technology has just taken over, and I was kind of coming up through all of that. So it was very interesting to see how kids specialized in their sport and, you know, really started to find more success, especially in Nebraska for kids.
Brad Vering with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's transition out of your great high school career, what it was like being a Nebraska guy. I mean, every Nebraska kid that wants to play football, that plays high school football, wants to play for the Huskers almost. Was that the same sense you had in wrestling? And talk about that experience from high school to college.
Yeah, absolutely. I had such a great college atmosphere when I entered at Nebraska. I had Matt Lindland, who was Olympic silver medalist in 2000 and world silver medalist. I have Mark Cody, who's this year was the NCAA coach of the year at American University, as the guys who were working with me for the most part, and Tim Newman recruited me there. It was great to stay home and compete in college only 90 miles away from my hometown. And I'm sure you can ask a kid like Craig Bresser who got to wrestle there. And, they had busloads of people that would hop on a bus in Howells and come down. There'd be 200-300 people watching a dual meet at Nebraska from Howells or the surrounding area. And that was just a phenomenal feeling when half the town is there.
Thank God it was a small town. They could fit them on a bus.
Yeah, exactly. You got half the town in one bus.
You were a national champion your junior year, not so much at the tournament your senior year, but yet a two-time Olympian. You've had so many highlights. I'm guessing any time you can represent your country, that's something. You've been part of the world teams. You've had so many honors, and it's been since high school. I guess I go back to that. When did you just quit getting better? I mean, it seems like you got better every year of your life.
Never. I tell you what. I started to really realize that, that the Olympics was a possible dream and a goal of mine. The summer between my junior and senior year, I won the junior nationals in Fargo, North Dakota. And I was kind of like, as I keep progressing in age, these are the kind of the same guys I'm going to be competing against when I get on the world level. And there were a couple of those guys that I was competing against when I got into college and then out of college. And I was like, if I can beat them right now, I'm going to keep working my butt off so that I can beat them down the road too. And then it became a lot more than that even, just not only to make Olympic and world teams, but to actually, win that medal at the world championships and then on at the Olympics too. And, I never ended up achieving the goal that I wanted to at the games. For whatever reason, it just doesn't always end up the way you want it to. But I really truly feel that I was at my best around that time of the 2008 Olympics as an athlete. And that was when it was a great time for me to hang it up, because I didn't want to stop wrestling and competing when I was on the downslope. I wanted to stop when I was feeling that I was at my peak, and that way I was going out because it was on my own terms and not because someone else was coming in and beating me out because I'm 40 years old or anything like that.
Brad Vering with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is wrestling done with your life now? Are you still involved with it in any way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I go over to the Olympic Training Center every once in a while. I've been super busy with my job, but I get over there and I work with the kids. I still got the guys. These guys are 20 to 30 years old. So work with those guys, and I've got very strong relationships with the coaches still. And I love it. I mean, I go to the Dave Schultz Wrestling Tournament here in Colorado Springs, and went to the NCAA tournament last year. I wasn't able to make it out this last year, but was there when it was in Omaha and get to watch a few college duels here and there. Still follow it very close, but definitely pulled back a little bit, especially that first year. I really had to pull back because, I didn't want to fall into the rut of starting to train again. And next thing you know, you're not done. So I had to really pull myself back and kind of stay away from it from a little while. But now I'm far enough out that it's healthy for me to get in and work with the guys and try to give back as much as I can, working with kids and some of these elite athletes too at the Olympic Training Center.
No Brett Favre moments for you, huh?
No, not quite, man. I tell you what, you get thrown on your head enough times, you're definitely nervous about that when you get a little bit older.
tough sport, Brad. One of the toughest, if not the toughest sport, when it is for a high school or a collegiate athlete. Could you do anything else? Did you get to do anything else when you were in high school? What else did you enjoy doing?
Oh, man, I played the heck out of some football. I love playing football. Howells was not near as good in football when I was in high school. We won a few games here and there, but not like they are now, but boy, I really, really, really enjoyed playing football and really loved doing that. And that was kind of my off season from wrestling. Like I said, I started specializing and really focusing on that sport. But you know, I've always loved to fish. I love to fish with my parents. And since I moved out to Colorado Springs, I've gotten really into fly fishing and doing a little snowboarding. And I tell you what, there's nothing better when those legs are sore than getting into the cold Platte River out here in Colorado and trying to hook onto a brown or rainbow.
Well, Brad, we'll let you go with this because wrestling has been at the forefront here for the last couple of months. I'm sure you're aware that Nebraska-Omaha dropped their program. You're right there at the Olympic Training Center. As you said, you still keep an eye on it. What do you think the state of wrestling is today?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty tough right now just because of the, you know, a couple situations around the country. At the high school level, it's one of the biggest sports in the country. You know, but there's a lot of financial challenges I think that universities are facing right now. I think that, you know, there's definitely some challenges for the wrestling community now to step up and try to support those programs as much as possible. Hey, it's a blue-collar sport. You know, it's not a big-money sport. There's no pro career when you get done with it. But what it teaches you as far as discipline, as far as values, as far as work ethic, and all the different things that any sport can teach you, to have that opportunity to be able to do that produces phenomenal young men and women, you know, that go on and you know, live successful lives, have successful families, and you know, are really, really the culture that we want to be around.
He's a two-time Olympian, an NCAA champion, and will be inducted into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame coming up this September in Lincoln. Brad Vering here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brad, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of extra time here on the program today. Congratulations on the honor. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks, Doug. You're the man.
Hey, thanks, Brad. I'm the man. He's the man. Two-time Olympian. Are you crazy? Brad Vering going into the High School Hall of Fame along with many others. Had Darcy Strachey on yesterday. If you ever miss anything on the Doug and Daddy Show, it's always on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, ESPNSuperstation.com. Folks, if you're heading out to lunch today or anytime this weekend, don't forget Godfather's is there for you, whether it's the lunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $6.50. How can you beat it? With the salad bar, all your favorite pizzas, your salad, your breadsticks. They throw on some monkey bread. They have all kinds of great things at Godfather's Pizza. If you don't want the buffet, you want to pick something up, or you want them to deliver it, you need the number, 234-9444. Godfather's is located in the Archway Plaza on top of the hill in Kearney at 234-9444. And don't forget, every Friday is family night. You buy any jumbo pie and 2-liter pop, they'll throw in the breadsticks and the monkey bread for free. Sit down Saturday. The kids under 10 years, 10 and under. That's right. Could be 10. You're fine. 10 and under. Eat free. 2 children per paying adult. And don't forget on Saturday night, free breadsticks with large specialty purchase. It's at Godfather's Pizza in Kearney in the Archway Plaza, 234-9444. We'll be back to wrap up the program and have a final thought on our friend Mike Fleshman right after this.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
Doctor died.
Her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
The birds are chirping, flowers blooming, and the clubs swinging. Yep, it's time to grab the clubs out of the closet and play some golf at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. Get a pass card and play unlimited golf for $2 a day. Or with a punch card, you receive 2 free rounds with a purchase of 8. Or ask for the Indian Head Spring Special, 18 holes with a cart, lunch, a dozen Pro V1 balls, only $64. Book your tee time today at Indian Head Golf Course, where the fun begins.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Dougie Batty's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It's been a good week, folks. And we thank all the fine guests that have been on the program this week. Richie Price, head baseball coach, of course, at Kansas. Brad Vering today. Darcy Strachey yesterday going into the Hall of Fame. Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook. Hastings coaches Tony Harper and Jim Bovey to talk a little football and baseball. Also, Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, breaking down what's going on in the world of Husker football. If you missed any of our interviews from the week, again, go on the website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Your Masters update as we send you into live coverage begins on TV at 2. We'll be joining at 3 here on the radio with live coverage taking you home today. And then a complete final round coverage Sunday afternoon. We'll bring you all 5 hours of it here on ESPN Radio. KJ Choi still has the lead as he makes the turn at 8 under par. Rory McIlroy and Alvaro Quiros now at 7 under. Quiros getting back to even for the day. Y.E. Yang's at 6 under. Charles Schwartzel is in the clubhouse at 4 under par after shooting a 71 today. Ricky Barnes, Fred Couples, Brant Snedeker on the course at 4 under. Matt Kuchar yet to tee off at 4 under. Tiger Woods tees off here in about 45 minutes. And it's been an up-and-down round for Phil Mickelson, but he's even on the day and sets it 2 under par for the tournament. Folks, a couple of other notes. The jury is out now at the Barry Bonds trial. They're in deliberations trying to decide a verdict in the federal perjury case against Bonds. Could he be in jail by this time Monday? Could Rory McIlroy be wearing a green jacket by this time on a Monday? I guess we'll find out. Daddy will be back on Monday. We'll have a full recap of everything that's went on over the weekend. Again, we want to thank Brad Vering and Tri-City Storm forward Matt Johnson for joining us on the show today. And then, you know, we're just going to tell you about our buddy Mike Fleshman, and then this story comes across this morning, another cancer story. St. John's basketball coach Steve Lavin, who has turned that program around, took him to the NCAA tournament in his first season there at 46, has prostate cancer and will be going in for treatment here at this time. Found out about it before the season. They was told him that he could wait till after the season and it would not affect his coaching, so he's going to have that happen. And as I've said at the top of the broadcast, and a lot of the folks that I know are listening today, Mike Fleshman, great, great man, 47-year-old, lost his battle with cancer, which really took it to him here in the last 6 months. His funeral will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. James Church in Kearney. A visitation will be 5 to 7 on Sunday at the church with a vigil service at 7 o'clock as well. So 5 to 7 visitation with a service after that at 7 o'clock, a vigil service. And then the funeral for Mike Fleshman will be on Monday morning at 10:30 at St. James Catholic Church. I had a chance, Mike, you know, for nearly 30 years, an assistant wrestling coach at Kearney High. I mean, he's 47, so he
did it basically most of his life, 20 plus years, I guess would be a little more accurate. And for the last decade, one of the many folks that has helped us out on our wrestling broadcast. And as I've said on a couple of the boards out there and talking with some of the folks over the last 24 hours, you know, if it wasn't for Mike, we get a lot of compliments on our wrestling coverage, but if it wasn't for Mike, it would not be 20% of what it is. And we'll miss you, buddy. I had a chance to find some of the old highlights that we have had over the number of years, and that's how we're going to end the show today, folks. To Mike Fleshman, rest in peace. To his family, you're in our prayers, and we will see you on Monday.
And good evening, everyone, from the Quest Center in Omaha. It is Classic Hits sports coverage of the 2011 Nebraska State High School Wrestling Championships. Right off the top, he might be listening to the boys at Husker, Matt, but I want to give a shout-out to our friend Mike Fleshman, who has done this with us for a number of years, and you'll hear that name a couple of times. He's battling back from some health issues, the longtime Kearney High assistant coach, and we just want to give you a big thumbs up and let you know we're thinking about you and can't wait to see you back here at the wrestling mat.
Sunday morning, 9 a.m., I saw fire in the sky.
That's a good job by Joseph finding off, getting into switch position. Joseph did an outstanding job getting his hips out and around and hold on his back for a little bit there. Outstanding job by both wrestlers. Nice job. Brock was doing what he should do, is try and get out of bounds. New Year did a good job turning him back into the mat and got him sealed up pretty tight right there on the mat.
Fatal hooked up and got scoring more back points. Andy's usually fairly good in this position. Baumgartner hit him with the headlock, got him on his back.
Andrew with the takedown. He's got the three near fall.
And got the head lifted. He's doing a good job of settling him in. He's got him sealed up pretty good. It's just wearing him down here a little bit. There's the fall.
Like quickest pin of the championships. Andrew Baumgartner gets it in a minute seven.
He's got a cradle hooked up, but there he goes. Now he rolled. Denny was hanging on the leg. Reese finally got the leg broke loose and scored back points. There's Reedy with a nice high power half. He got Hale back to his back, but didn't score any points. Must have rolled through.
Tim is more straightforward, grind it out, and, you know, come right at you type of wrestler. And I know Chantepetet likes to get the roly-poly, you know, try and catch you here and there. And, you know, what a lot of people refer to as the funk. Grant up to it on a single. Now Crocker gets what we call a monkey grab and gets a takedown pull within the 4-3. That was a nice two-on-one rushing to an inside trip. Then he dropped that into a double and got the takedown. Stayed out of the throws and that upper body. Tim Crocker's now got a leg in, trying to work a cross body ride. Chant Epithet doing a nice job of countering, staying around his base, not giving up any back points.
Guys, couldn't do this without you, without your expertise, without your knowledge, and without the Spladel.
And we saw three of them tonight. Just one more time, Mike Fleshman, I know you're listening right now, most likely, and if not, you probably are recording it or something, but best wishes to you, buddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.